Dear friends, let's begin. Good evening to you all, and welcome to this Christmas Eve edition of Nine Lessons and Carols. And we'll begin our time with our reading from Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. And that's a word from the Old Covenant. And as we slip into the New, our next passage will be from Revelation chapter 1. And we'll pick up the reading at verse 4. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. With those words, let's approach his throne of grace, asking for his blessing upon this evening of scripture reading and song. Father in heaven, we thank you, O Lord, that we can indeed make a joyful noise, that we can sing unto you from hearts of gratitude. We thank you, O Lord, that you have sent your only begotten Son and our Lord Jesus Christ, who took on the skin of creation, who bore our infirmities, O Lord, the very one who knew no sin became sin for us. And we thank you, O Lord, as we read from the sacred word how this babe would grow in wisdom and stature and follow your every precept perfectly, and even unto the great sacrifice on the cross. He willingly gave himself up for us that we would become your children, adopted through this marvelous sacrifice, through this grace. And so, Father, it is our desire that you be pleased in this informal time of worship as we read scripture, and as we sing to your honor and to your glory, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We begin our first lesson with the very first book of God's holy word to us. And we look now to Genesis, and we'll turn to chapter 3 and begin at verse 8. Again, this is our first lesson, Genesis 3, chapter 8. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, the woman whom you gave to me to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree and I ate." Then the Lord said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. The Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And then we come now to our second lesson, a reading from Genesis 22, 15 through 18.
And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, by myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
And then for our third lesson, we have a reading from Isaiah chapter 7, 10 through 14.
Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. And he said, hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
And for our fourth lesson, we have a reading from Isaiah chapter 9, 2 through 7.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shone. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you, according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
And for our fifth lesson, we turn now to the New Covenant of the New Testament, the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, 18 through 23.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
At this time, we receive our sixth lesson from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
We turn now to our seventh lesson, continuing with scripture from the Gospel according to Luke, this time chapter 2, 1 through 7.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
And to continue where we left off with that narrative, for our eighth lesson, we turn again to Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 16. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. The angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. As we come now to our ninth lesson, we hit upon another gospel writer, John, and we have these words from chapter 1, 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. We turn now to our Belgic confession as we complete our time together, being reminded of what we have just witnessed, of what we have just read, of what we have just seen. I'm going to read this response. We confess, therefore, that God has fulfilled the promise which he made to the fathers by the mouth of his holy prophets when he sent into the world at the time appointed by him.
His only begotten eternal Son, who took the form of a servant and came in the likeness of men, really assuming true human nature with all its infirmities, sin excepted.
Being conceived in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit without the means of man, and did not only assume human nature as to the body, but also a human soul, that he might be a real man.
For since the soul was lost as well as the body, it was necessary that he should take both upon him to save both. Therefore, we confess, in opposition to the heresy of the Anabaptists, who deny that Christ assumed human flesh of his mother, that Christ partook of the flesh and blood of the children, that he is a fruit of the body of David, according to the flesh.
Born of the seed of David, according to the flesh, a fruit of the womb of Mary, born of a woman, a branch of David, a rod from the stem of Jesse, sprung from the tribe of Judah, descended from the Jews according to the flesh of the seed of Abraham, since he took on him the seed of Abraham.
He was made like his brethren in all things, sin excepted, so that in truth he is our Emmanuel, that is to say, God with us.
Amen. What wonderful, befitting words to conclude our time together. He is our Emmanuel, that is to say, God with us. Father in heaven, as we conclude our time this evening, indeed, O Lord, you are glorious. Your Son is glorious, your Spirit glorious. And Father, what a privilege, what an honor for us to sing this evening in the presence of a holy God, a glorious God. And so as we continue to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ and all that he became and all that he is right now, we thank you, Father. We thank you that you have chosen us to be your own adopted children. We, O Lord, once estranged because of sin, are now in your grip, numbered among your children. And we praise you, O Lord, for death has lost its sting. The curse of the law is no longer hanging over us. Indeed, we can rejoice and bring you, O Lord, the glory due you. So we thank you, Father. We ask you to bless us as we depart this evening. We pray in Jesus' name.